In the meantime, yeah, we got some more 40th anniversary stuff coming out. And, you know, I mean, the other thing is, I mean, the primary reason we're coming to Tucson, of course, is because of the exhibition at the Museum of Contemporary Art. I've seen drawings of this exhibition, and the entire main gallery space is just going to be an eye-boggling kaleidoscope of dazzle stripes. Inside it, there's going to be tunnels to separate it into separate areas, and a lot of the content is going to be video content of performances, sound collages, a couple of other things that were done by other contemporary artists utilizing our music. Essentially, the whole of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Tucson is being given over to Dazzle Ships and the influence of Dazzle Camouflage, and how it's become, essentially, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere now. And yet, the reality is, prior to 1983, when Peter Saville, our sleeve designer, introduced me to it, I'd never heard of it, and most people had never heard of it. You know, most people, when you first said to them, hey, have you ever seen this? It's a Dazzle Ship. It's a ship that's painted in these fractured colors. And they look at it like, that's not real, is it? I said, yeah, there was 2,500 of them, mostly in the First World War. It was a counterintuitive form of camouflage where they painted ships in these ridiculous, like, futurist stripes and patterns to try to confuse enemy submarines. And that was a Dazzle Ship, and we did an album called that. And in the last 35 years, Dazzle influence has become quite universal.
I'd say so, too. And that, of course, takes place on January 19th. It's going to be the exclusive opening for that. We can actually come and meet the band.
Yeah, so Paul and I will be in town for that, and then we're going to play the gig a couple of days later.
On the 22nd, and then it will open formally for, like, there's a special meet and greet on the 19th. And then the 20th, it opens out to the public, and that will be going on in Tucson.
You have a fabulous director there in Ginger Porcella, who, I mean, she's been trying to get this together for like 2.5 years with us. So, you know, she's really proactive, exciting, and forward thinking. And I think that's the reason why the Mocha in Tucson is becoming such an exciting place to see contemporary art ideas.